Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, yes, it's the end of the month and I wanted to get in one last show before the end of the month. And so I decided to do a pop-up show before I go charging out the door. Charging out the door. Oh, I'm reading my email here. I have an audition for a cruise ship for hairspray. I don't think I'm going to make that because I can't be gone for 6 months. My family frowns on that. What can I say? Anyway, we have a nice little pop-up show going today. So have a little bit of fun. It's going to be a short show. Join me in the chat room if you dare. And we'll have some fun, right? Just me and you and whatever happens.
Walk the straight and narrow track.
Walk with Jesus. He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the story at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. Just gotta keep the devil way.
Say to Sigurd Wright and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No, make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tuts.
Who you calling Tuts, Q-Ball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una jatacina, macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the bena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge. Thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
I, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Hey, that was George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Hotness106.com. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Check out our Georgie boy and T.C. Keith in the house. He's actually awake. Why, that's amazing. That's simply amazing. T.C. Keith is awake. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, yeah.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win, and step, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate, and sway, and glide, and sway, and influence, kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, apply negative pressure. Positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunge. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing
doing the lambada. Having fun. Yeah, it's a short show, but it's going to be a fun show, right? Why not? What the heck? Oh, boy. Everything going on. Forget Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I know it was short notice because I decided at the last minute to do the show, but George Bench is in the house, and you can check him out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And I believe this Friday he has Dave Koenig on, and Dave Koenig is doing Addicted to Show Business at St. Luke's Theater every Wednesday, and that's in New York City. And I think Dave Koenig, three-time Emmy winner, will be a guest of the amazing George Bettinger. I think I am so right about that, so right. Anyway, we're having a little quickie fun in the middle of the afternoon. It's a Thursday, and it's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it was our late grandmother's birthday. And that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes.
We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves. And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone might be? Yeah, that's a nice memory, I think.
Identical twins from New York City are here in this space. So give a lot of love for Stowe and Stowe!
thank you. I so much like they call me the world inside.
Yeah, exactly.
In the right place.
Anyway, yeah.
You know, my name is Todd, and
I'm Adam. Adam.
Yeah. We're the Stones, and
yes.
We're twins.
Yes,
well,
we're twins.
And we spend virtually all of our time together.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
But we also see other people, don't we?
Yeah, we also see other people. Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal,
it is,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Mahor. And
yeah,
and I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced
sure
her?
I do.
I said, "This is my brother, and this is Mahor."
Yeah.
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 And I love talking baby talk to her too. I said, "Who's Mahor? You're Mahor." Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charming
girl. Really
yeah.
Very nice girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. You know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
No,
at all.
We have
plenty of differences,
exactly.
Don't we?
We play a game called Notice the Difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do.
I guess
we're
going to
play.
Oh, you start.
Okay. My turn.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
Notice the Differences. My favorite color is red.
My favorite color is blue.
My favorite flavor is vanilla.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
I like dogs.
I do drugs.
I've dated a model.
I've done a homeless girl.
I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner.
Thank you.
I hope that was helpful for all of you.
I hope that was helpful.
I'm also a twin, and we love being twins.
We do. We're very
we also get asked like going
the same exact annoying question
with all the very obvious answers.
You know.
Like, can you read each other's minds?
No.
Or like, do you guys get along?
Yes.
Are you fighting all the time?
No.
Have you ever considered having sex with each other?
Of course.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Speaking
of obvious answers.
Obvious
answers. You mean well,
exactly.
And that's okay. And
yeah.
You know, understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you know, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy
came out?
Actually, we were both in a train.
The first time
we heard about it,
you know, these two bigots sitting behind us. And they were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays.
Yeah,
whenever
well,
I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know.
But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry.
What would we do?
My idea was we go down south, say to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah,
right?
Twin governors.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference and we'd say, you know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years and we're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah.
Funny, the Stone Twins, Stone and Stone. Special guest in the house, don't forget. David Koenig will be on the George Benjus Show tomorrow, the Mom and Pop Shop, Hot Mix 106. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. You can follow them there. Oh, boy. okay, here we go. What else we got? What's it? It's my new favorite station, 24/7. Oh, I don't know what that is. All right, T.C. Keith in the house, and that's always good, always good. How about a little Katsumi, huh? He's always fun. How much time? Ah, I'm good for time. Okay, good. Let's see if Katsumi comes on. On the George Benger Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m., and Betty Jo Tucker listening by phone. Don't worry, Betty Jo, it's a short show today, but thank you for, running to the thing. I don't usually do shows on Thursday, but I can't do my show tomorrow. So I thought I'd get that in there today. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, and she just emailed me somewhere. There she is. Okay. What she got going on next Tuesday's show? Great Film Comedians. Oh, I think I'm supposed to be on there. I better write myself a note. Anyway, should be a great show. Let's see. I got so many notes. My life is notes here. March 5th. March 5, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. All right. Remind me, Betty, because I never know what I'm doing. I never know if I'm booked. But is that the 5th? Isn't the 5th Monday? Is that a Tuesday? I guess it's a Tuesday, 4 p.m. Anyway, Nancy Labarna, Stimadora's George Benger, everybody who loves Comedy Concepts, basically, will be there. And we'll have a lot of fun. We'll see what's going on there. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always craziness. Always craziness ensuing. Okay, what do we got going on? It's going to be a short show today because I got to run out and lots to do. It's been crazy. It's just been crazy. What can I say? And let's go let me scan here and see what we can give you here. Okay. People listening, life without a car. Anyway, no really, imagine it.
When I hear a beat that swell, a dance wells up in me. My heart is ringing like a bell, and my fists out there swinging. Slap me with a stop time, I can't get enough. Bell me with a bass drum and make it tough. When the music kicks in, my blood begins to thicken. So punch me like a pastor who's been preaching too much. Hit me with that jamper, I love how it sounds. Kick me with that bass drum, my heart starts to pound. When the tempo picks up, I gotta put my fist up. Fly me with a stop time till I'm black and blue. Fly me with a stop time, I can't get enough. Bell me with the bass drum and make it tough. The music makes me crazy. I wanna punch a homeless lady. Bash me with the ballad. I smash your face.
Punch it. Kick ya. Slap ya. Slap, 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 slap.
Punch, kick, slap, hit. Beat, knife, slice, whip. Slap me. Slap it, slap, 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 slap it, slap. Punch me. Punch, 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 punch.
Sisters, I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here, as long as you stay.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, CeeDee, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is
nice. Oh, come on, shut up.
You're very topical.
Shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you, shut up.
You're just wonderful. You're the tops, you're the greatest, you're the cat's meow, you're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
you. Shut up.
Well, we've come down to the end of our show. I hope you can multitasking while I've been playing. Thank you for joining us today, Buddy Joe Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Joe Tucker, just look her up and Facebook friend her. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. The Mom and Pop Shop. Go Facebook friend them. T.C. Keith, he's everybody's friend. Why? Because he can. Thank you for listening to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Have a terrific day and share a smile with someone who needs it. Pay them a compliment. Be giving. Be grateful. Be happy. All right. Bye-bye. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Love you all.